You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Mark Sheldon with MLB.com, and I'm joined by Reds third base coach Billy Hatcher on today's podcast. Billy, you after 10 years as the Reds first base coach, you've now moved over to third base coach. How is the change? How do you like the change so far?
Well, you know, it's not. I've done third base before, so it's not going to be that big of a change. You know, I got to learn the runners a little bit more. That's the thing. You got to know who can run and who can't run, and you know. So we just work at it from there.
When were you third base coach in Tampa Bay?
Yes, I was.
It's kind of a spot where, if you do everything right, your name is almost never heard from. But the one time that something may go wrong is when everyone looks at the third base coach. How is that kind of pressure to make sure you have to get everything right? It seems like there's no room for error in that position.
No, but it is room for error. I mean, you know, the players play the game, and they're going to make some good plays. They're going to make some bad plays. Being a third base coach is a lot like playing poker. The odds are in your favor. When you feel like the odds are in your favor, you chance it. When it's not, you know, you hold it. And so, you know, that's how it is. You just, if you have speed on your team, you don't have a lot of problems. But when you have slower guys and you're searching for runs, then you're going to have a few problems. Sometimes you got to chance it.
And, you know, I remember talking to Mark Berry when he was the third base coach a couple of years ago. You know, not only did he know the runners, obviously, of your own team, but you had to know the arms of the opponent's team and do a lot of your own personal scouting. Did you do a lot of that stuff as well?
Oh, yeah, you do that. You know the guys who can throw, but then you got to see where they're positioning at. You got to know how hard the ball is hit. You got to know the feel. Some fields, the grass is cut faster, it goes in there a lot faster. Some it's cut slow, the ball's not going to get to them as quick. And so you take all those factors in, but the bottom line is, you know that from playing in certain ballparks. But the bottom line is when you have if I have a Billy Hamilton on there, I really don't care how hard the ball's hit or where it's hit, he's going to be going because he's going to make a speed. But then when you have a slower runner like that, then, you know, it's a little tougher.
Would you say you're more of a risk taker or more conservative when it comes to sending a guy that's maybe like not Billy Hamilton, more of a middle of the road kind of situation?
Depends on the score of the game.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Were you excited just for a change of a role after doing the same role for a while?
You know, I enjoy first base. I help with the runners a lot over there at first base. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy being on the field. And so, you know, whether it's first base or third base, I feel that I can help some of the runners.
There's a lot more younger players, obviously, in camp this year. I know more of them are on the pitching side, but there's still younger players on the offensive side. Is it do you like working with younger guys, and what is that like to kind of have to teach things differently than you may have to work with a veteran?
But you know, seriously, it's not so much teaching. I pretty much teach the same. You know, to be very good at baseball, you got to be. Repetition is a must. When you're doing the right things, you're repeating it over and over again, you get better at doing it. You know, with some of the older players, it's tough sometimes because you can't push them as much because you want them ready for the game.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, as you get older, the less I do with them, but the more they have to do for themselves. But some of these younger guys, you know, you have to walk them through. I call it two seasons, the first half, second half. The first half is on me, the second half is on them.
Gotcha. You spent speaking of Billy, you spent the offseason in Cincinnati. Like you live in Cincinnati full time, I believe.
Yes.
And you worked with Billy. How was that working with him in the winter and helping him hit and things like that?
It was a lot of fun. You know, Billy can hit. Billy's going to do very well for us this year. A lot of Billy's problems that he has had is because of injuries, and then he wants to play. He's not going to come out of the game. So, I mean, here you are, you're a speed guy, and you're trying to play with almost a broke finger, and you're swinging from both sides of the plate. Then the next year he hurts his shoulder, and he's doing that. So, you know, just trying to keep him healthy and keep him mentally ready, keep him mentally focused in a positive sense. Because when you have negative things happen to you year after year, you start thinking negative. And you know, it's a lot of negative things in baseball anyway. I mean, it's one of the few sports. I mean, you can have, you go 3 for 10, you're a superstar. I mean, you're a quarterback in football, you complete 3 out of 10 passes, they're going to get somebody else. And so, you know, a lot of negative things happen in the games that can be positive. So we're just trying to keep him on a positive track.
And you feel like I mean, obviously he's shown he can be a major league defender, a major league base runner. Do you still feel like he can succeed as a hitter in the major leagues?
He's a major league player.
Absolutely. For yourself, do you have ambitions to manage?
I would love to have a chance to manage. You know, it's I think that's the ultimate goal of everyone, in a sense, if you're a baseball person, is you want to have that opportunity. But, you know, like I said, if it never comes, it never comes. I've enjoyed myself as a player and as a coach up to this point.
Have you interviewed as a manager for somewhere?
I've interviewed once for a manager, but, you know, I thought, you know, I said I would never do it again. I thought it was just a token interview, okay. And I will not go through that again. Either I have a chance or I don't. I don't want to just be interviewed because, you know, we got to interview a black guy or whatever. I don't want that. You know, if they think I'm qualified and they think I can help, then I'll take the interview. If not, you know, I'll stay doing what I'm doing.
Billy, thanks for doing this for me. All I appreciate right. it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.